Good evening. My name is Dennis Kraus, and I'm running for position three on the Blinn College Board of Trustees, and I've been fighting a cold all week, so hopefully I won't cough in the microphone today. But before I start talking about position three on the Blinn Board and myself, I wanted to mention something. He just walked in the door, and I was going to talk about him before, if he wasn't here anyways, but I want to publicly express my gratitude to Dr. John Harris. He's been a friend and a mentor and just so much for me and my family, so many years. So thank you, Dr. Harris, for everything you've done for us. So let me tell you about position three on the Blinn Board. It's an at-large position. So anyone living in Washington County that's registered to vote can vote in this election for that position. There's three positions up this year on the Blinn Board. Position one, two, and three, all these positions are at large, and all these are voted on separately. So in one of the positions is Charles Mosier, who is running unopposed to resume the seat that he's been at for the last few years. The second position is been filed by Jim Kuhlkorst. He's also running unopposed. And then myself in the third position, three. So you can vote for all three of us. It's three separate positions. So don't think you have to vote, choose between me or Jim Kuhlkorst or Jim or or Charles Mosier or what have you. It's three different positions. So again, my name is Dennis Krausen. We actually came to Brenham 50 years ago. There was something in the paper last week where it said 50 years ago, the school district hired my dad to be a principal. And as a principal, probably the biggest mistake he ever made was hiring this young lady from Blaberville that to teach government, and she's still here. We can't get rid of her. But no, I'm just, you know, we love you, and I'm just kidding.
Thank
with you.
But your daddy was good.
I began as a student at Blinn, and then later on as a computer program, Mr. Schwartz brought me in, and later became registrar and dean of admissions and records, and finally vice president of student services. I retired this past summer from Blinn, and now I'm working as a consultant for other colleges and universities around the country. I believe it's so important for Blinn to remember what is our main thing. And I used to always tell our staff, make sure you keep the main thing the main thing. And at Blinn, the main thing is students. And I'm so happy that Reverend Wells is now on the Blinn Board. And I look forward to working with you, Randy, to make sure that we keep students as the most important thing. And that's one of the many lessons Dr. Harris taught me, is the students are what's more important than anything else. And it seems like from watching things happen at the college, we've gotten away from that a little bit. So one of the main things I will look to do as a member of the Blinn Board is make sure we keep students the main thing. Also, I want to be a voice for the faculty and staff. The college has some great faculty members and staff members that sometimes get lost in the shuffle. And it's important that what they say is heard, and I hope to be that voice for them. And then finally, I think it's important that Blinn comes back to Brenham. We've seen everything you see in the paper seems like these days, it's all about Blinn and Bryan College Station or Blinn somewhere else. But the citizens of Washington County own Blinn. Although maybe our taxes aren't that high and it's maybe not that big a part of the Blinn budget, it's still important. And Brenham is, Washington County owns the college, and we need to make sure that we are helping making the decisions for the college. We need to make sure the administrators live and own property and be a part of the community. So I think it's very important that we bring Blinn back to Brenham. Thank you again for having this. I appreciate your support. Again, everybody in the county can vote in this position, so please don't be confused about that. Thank you so much.